Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, it's emerged that a new business which had just opened in Falkara had to close over the bank holiday weekend due to ongoing water issues in the area. The manager of the Donegal Donkey Sanctuary had a lucky escape after being involved in a one-vehicle collision earlier this week. The Taoiseach says it's hoped that a decision on a flood relief scheme for burned foot can be made in the near future, and plans to twin Letterkenny with the German town of Rudolstadt could come into force by the end of the summer. Those stories you follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, the head of the HSE has accused a Northwest TD of trying to cause hysteria over the cervical check scandal. Tony O'Brien was appearing before an Oireachtas committee where he said he didn't know about women not being told of the audits of their smear tests, and there's no way smear testing can be infallible. Sligo Leitrim and South Donegal TD Mark McSharry attacked Mr O'Brien's stance, saying this was one of the worst scandals in the history of the state.
And you are telling me that I am making these statements based on a false premise?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, well, you're wrong. No, let me tell you. You're wrong.
Why don't we both wait until the outcome of the expert review, and then you can reflect and I can reflect. At the moment, you are causing hysteria.
It's emerged that a new business which had just opened in Falkara had to close over the bank holiday weekend due to ongoing water issues in the area. The news came to light at the most recent sitting of the Glenties Municipal District, with Councillor Seamus O'Donnell saying that reoccurring water outages and burst pipes in the locality is having a detrimental effect on businesses. While acknowledging that it isn't the council's responsibility, Councillor O'Donnell is requesting Irish Water representatives to attend an emergency meeting to tease out and address the issues.
Irish Water need to step up to the plate here again, and they need to start funding the decaying pipe network that is negatively impacting on West Donegal, and particularly the Falkara area. I have asked at our recent council meeting that Irish Water be contacted forthwith by council officials, and that an emergency meeting be set up between the councillors of the Glenties Municipal District and Irish Water to try to get to the bottom of this, and to try to get confirmation from Irish Water that they will fund a pipe replacement scheme in and around Falkara, which will mean that the substandard service that they're providing and the bursts that are continuously happening will be no more, and that funding will be forthcoming to ensure that pipe replacement is and will take place in and around Falkara.
But more often than enough, local representatives from other municipal districts call on the utility to attend municipal meetings and they don't show up. But this emergency meeting would be a different approach, you're saying?
Well, it wouldn't, because essentially, Irish Water will not come out and meet the public representatives in their own municipal district. I don't expect them to do so in this case either. So what we have agreed to do is that we will go to Lifford a morning that they have clinics. They have about 4 or 5 clinics per year where they meet with elected representatives, including councillors. And we have asked that they schedule an emergency meeting solely with the representatives of the Glenties Municipal District and solely in regards to pipe replacement schemes the morning of a council meeting during one of their clinics. If they're not going to come to us, it's up to us to go to them.
The manager of the Donegal Donkey Sanctuary has had a lucky escape after being involved in a one-vehicle collision earlier this week. Danny Kern's Jeep and horse box left the road on Tuesday night after he swerved to avoid hitting a deer. Upon returning to the scene the following morning, Mr. Kern discovered that both the Jeep and horse box had been destroyed by fire. Further assessments are to be carried out to determine the cause of the blaze. Mr. Kern says the incident has now left them with no mode of transport and in a very difficult situation.
On Tuesday night, I was coming home from a welfare call. I met a deer on the road and I swerved to avoid the deer and basically lost control of the Jeep, and she went in over a ditch, and in behind the ditch there was a 15-foot drop, and the Jeep and the horse box went in. But luckily now I wasn't hurt. I was able to get out of the Jeep straight away.
But unfortunately, later that evening, the vehicle subsequently went on fire.
We're not really sure yet, because she's that far in off the road, the assessors and the salvage crowd haven't been able to get her out. But what we're thinking at the minute is that because of the bang that she got on the way in, even though she did stay up on her four wheels, that there must have been some electrical damage inside, and after we left, either the battery exploded or something like that caused her just to go up on fire. It could be something on the engine, the battery. We're not really sure yet, but hopefully we'll know the next couple of days. But we can't do any of our work, you know. We'd have to cancel off on all our welfare work and moving of donkeys, and, you know, like, we have donkeys that have to come in and some that are going out to new homes, and, you know, that all has to stop until we get another jeep and a horse box.
And you have set up a GoFundMe page for people possibly to donate to help yourselves.
Our jeep was an 11DL Land Rover, and we don't want to be buying an old vehicle because we do a lot of miles, and it's an emergency vehicle at the end of the day. So we've set up the GoFundMe page and hope that once we get a payment off the insurance, that we'll have money there on that as well, so that we can buy a vehicle that's fit for purpose. And as well as that, we don't think the horse box is covered by insurance, even though it was still attached. You know, it's only third party, so, like, we've lost the horse box completely.
It's hoped that plans to twin Letterkenny with the German town of Rudolstadt could come into force by the end of the summer. Cathaoirleach of the Letterkenny Municipal District Councillor Jimmy Kavanagh says plans are at an advanced stage, with a formal proposal likely to be discussed at full council meeting later this month. Councillor Kavanagh, along with Councillor Michael McBride, visited the town in March for St Patrick's Day celebrations and signed an informal agreement with the local mayor to pursue the twinning option. Councillor Kavanagh says the initiative has huge potential, and he is hopeful agreement in it will be reached by the council's corporate policy group later this month.
This is going to go to the CPG for the 21st of May, and hopefully before our plenary council on the 28th of May is the full meeting. And I'm hoping that we can formally agree it on the 28th of May. I'm delighted about that. I've been speaking just last week to their mayor again, and they're very keen to proceed with it. We've had a photography club over here from Rudolstadt in the last week or so. There's connections between the two Rotary clubs now. Dr. Una Carty of LYAT has been in contact with me as well about the whole language area and the exchanges there. And I know that the mayor of Rudolstadt is very, very keen on organising the education exchanges between the two towns. They have a big festival coming out now, coming off now in June as well in Rudolstadt. It's very, very successful. It takes up to 100,000 people into the town. They're asking people from Letterkenny to go and have a look at that as well. But there is huge potential in it, and I really hope now that we can push it over the line.
It is your belief then that we will see a formal twinning proposal on the table by the end of this month?
I'm hoping, yeah. When we were out there, we signed an informal agreement. The two mayors signed an informal agreement that we would work towards twinning. And in fairness, we've both done that since that trip. And I'm hoping now that we can get it over the line. And I think the vibes on it today are very, very positive.
Is it your belief we may see this become a reality before the end of the summer?
Yes.
Donegal County Council has confirmed an extension to the deadline for comments on a number of key road proposals. It follows concern about a number of the potential routes which had been presented. Trish Lafferty has more.
The council says over 400 people attended recent consultation evenings, and information presented at those events is available online at donegal10t.ie. Comments and observations can also be made at that site. Donegal County Council has confirmed an extension to the deadline for comments on a number of key road proposals. There has been significant discussion about the proposed route options, particularly in relation to the Twin Towns Bypass and the Letterkenny to Manor Cunningham Road, with calls for more debate before any decisions are made. In a statement this morning, the council says due to the level of interest and requests for extension of time, the closing date for submissions has been pushed back to Thursday, May 31st. However, the council says this is not a restricted deadline, and feedback will be welcomed and accepted at any stage of the project progression.
Social media giants are potentially losing revenue in an effort to be more transparent in the run-up to the abortion referendum. Google is banning all ads in relation to the referendum ahead of voting day on May the 25th. Facebook has banned ads from other countries, while Twitter has never accepted ads in relation to the debate. Tech expert Jess Kelly says the bottom line is that regulation is needed on the internet.
We need people who are informed on the good side, the bad side, and the grey areas of the internet making these decisions. I absolutely think regulation is needed, not just in relation to this particular referendum, because this referendum, you know, it'll be decided one way or another on the 25th, and then it'll be on to the next issue and on to the next issue, and elections will come and go, referenda will come and go. We need to police the internet.
The Taoiseach says it's hoped that a decision on a flood relief scheme for Burnfoot can be made in the near future. He was responding to questions in the Dáil from Donegal Deputy Charlie McConlogue, who called for Leo Varadkar to intervene and ensure funding for the village was granted. The Taoiseach says while the OPW is still carrying out works, he is hopeful a project for Burnfoot can be announced.
Work by the OPW on Burnfoot is still ongoing and still underway, and it's hope that we can make a decision on that in the near future. Just last week, though, Minister Moore and I announced nearly €250 million of investment in flood relief works over the next 3 years, covering 118 projects. That wasn't one of them, but it is one that can be added, but I understand the work is still ongoing.
Serious concern has been raised once again over a severe lack of burial ground space in Donegal. Coinciding with this, it's also been revealed that Donegal had the second highest number of grants paid out to families who can't afford to bury their loved ones under the Exceptional Needs Payment Scheme over the last few years. Speaking on today's 9 till noon show, Letterkenny Funeral Director and former Town Councillor Pascal Blake says more people are now opting for cremation because there is neither the space for burial or families simply don't have the money.
I'm 30 years this year directing funerals at my base in Letterkenny, and it's over 15 years ago that I started looking on the ground with council officials, other councillors, around the county, trying to seek out a space. So we're that length of time. Even during my time in Letterkenny Town Council, I tried it as well, but to no avail. It's just pushed down the road until the next request comes in, and then it raises its head again. The reason it hasn't become a major issue is because the church authorities on all sides have cooperated and provided the space. More people are now choosing to for cremation because of the facility that is available.
A 39-year-old man has been arrested in Glasgow in relation to sexual offences committed in Northern Ireland. Police in Derry and Strabane had been liaising with officers in Scotland to arrange the transport of the man back to the jurisdiction, who was wanted on bench warrant in relation to sexual offences dating back to 2001. This comes after a 53-year-old man appeared at Derry Magistrates Court yesterday after being arrested in England on suspicion of historic sexual offences committed in Northern Ireland.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure's massive Maid Madness sale until this Sunday.
It's almost 5:15 and time for the latest sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with soccer, and Shamrock Rovers forward Graham Burke is among the new names in Martin O'Neill's latest Republic of Ireland squad. Burke has scored 8 times for the Hoops this season, and often in spectacular fashion. Also among the names given a provisional call-up for the friendlies with Celtic, the United States and France are Millwall's ex-Sporting Fine Gael midfielder Sean Williams, Peterborough's Conor O'Malley, and one of 6 goalkeepers among the 40-man panel as well. And Seamus Coleman, Shane Duffy, Eunan O'Kane and James McLean, they're all included. And recently declared forward Callum Robinson, he joins the strong Preston contingent. There's a return to the squad for Jonathan Walters and Glenn Whelan, while John O'Shea will lead out the side on June the 2nd against the USA for his final international match. Such is the recency of Robinson's eligibility that O'Neill will have to curtail his involvement in the friendlies.
He will be involved with the Celtic game.
Okay.
It hasn't come through yet in the sense, so the Celtic game, just at this minute. But I have spoken to him. He's delighted to be in it. And of course, the papers have not been completed yet from that viewpoint.
In other news, Wayne Rooney's return to Everton looks like lasting just one season. It's understood the 32-year-old has agreed to join MLS side DC United with a fee of £12 million agreed. Rooney scored 10 times in his first comeback season back at Goodison, but it's been a campaign that never really caught fire for the former Manchester United striker. And it's also understood today that Swansea manager Carlos Carvajal will leave the Premier League club at the end of the season. They're almost certainly facing relegation to the Championship. They need a huge win over Stoke on the final day to stay up and hope that Southampton are beaten by an equally big margin against Manchester City. On the field tonight, Manchester United can finally claim second spot in the Premier League tonight if they can win away to West Ham. Kick-off at the London Stadium is 7:45. In the Championship, Championship, QPR have sacked manager Ian Holloway. He won 26 of his 80 games in charge during a second spell at Loftus Road. They ended up 16th in the Championship this season. Former England manager Steve McLaren's been heavily linked with replacing Holloway. The club say announcement about who'll take over next will be made in due course. Back locally tonight, in the second series of games in the North West Women's Super League took place on the pitch tonight. Greencastle FC host Bonagie United. Clonmany Shamrocks, they play Cairndonagh. Mavill play Lagan Harps and Fannett United play Ellis Celtic. In golf, it's the Players' Championship in Sawgrass in Florida this week. Rory McIlroy's had an up-and-down first round. He's currently one under par through 13. That leaves him 6 shots off the lead, which is held by Siwoo Kim. He's 7 under through 14. Webb Simpson, Dustin Johnson and Keith Mitchell, they're all 6 under well into their first rounds. Shane Lowry and Tiger Woods, they tee off a little later. In the European Tour, the Rocco 40 Open's taking place in Sicily in Italy this week. Rory McGee, he's 4 over par through the first 15 holes. Leading the way is Lucas Berrigaard. He shot a 65 to sit on 6 under par. Well, preparations for the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open at Ballyluffin ramps up in the coming weeks as the main build around the venue starts to take shape. The club have been working hard and staging the event since the announcement was made last year. And now the plans and procedures will be put in full motion. Here's the General Manager, John Farn.
Well, it's a 7-week build for the entire setup of the event. So that includes grandstands at the back of the 18th and on the first tee. The spectator village all has to be built from scratch. And then the corporate hospitality, the hospitality suites will be going up on the 18th. They're starting to build on those on next Wednesday. That's a considerable structure, and it actually comes over onto the 18th of the old course. So we're going to have to reduce that to probably a par 4 for a considerable amount of time. And we appreciate everyone's patience with that. But it's all part of the bigger sacrifice that we're making in order to stage a world-class event. So the spectator village, the range, the grandstands out in the course, then the tents for food and beverage out on the course as well as in the spectator village, the media centre, there's a range corporate entertainment package down there as well. So it's all go, and it's a 7-week pretty intensive build that they have. There'll be a lot of European Tour staff and subcontractors on site from now till the event, and I say we're hoping that the rollout of the player announcements is going to start very shortly as well, and we expect some very big names there.
Ballyluffin Golf Club General Manager John Farn looking ahead to Dubai Duty Free Irish Open. You can hear more from John and more looks ahead to that event on our website on the sports section, highlandradio.com. Gaelic Games cornerback Owen O'Donoghue will make his championship debut for Mayo in Sunday's Connacht Championship quarter-final with Galway. Killian O'Connor shakes off any injury concerns to take his place at full forward, with Keith Higgins making a first competitive start of the season in the full-back line. And Footballer of the Year Andy Moran, he's been named at cornerback for a 73rd championship appearance. Galway manager Kevin Walsh has handed out 3 championship debuts for the game at McHale Park. Full-back Sean Andy O'Connor, Keeley, midfielder Kieran Duggan and corner forward Barry McHugh all earned first starts. In darts, there's one remaining playoff spot left ahead of the last night in the second phase in the Premier League. Gary Anderson just needs to avoid defeat in Aberdeen tonight, but he's up against an opponent in Michael Van Gerwen, who's only lost once this season. Daryl Gurney, he can pile the pressure before Anderson takes the hockey, with the Derryman facing already eliminated Peter Wright. Finally, for this evening in cycling, Johan Esteban Chavez has won today's 6th stage of the Giro d'Italia to Mount Etna. The Colombian led home his Mitchelstown Scott teammate Simon Yates, who has taken over the leader's pink jersey. Well, that's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. Water mains renewal works are due to commence next week in Clunta Clonmany. Irish Water are to carry out works to improve water supply, water pressure and reduce leakage in the area as part of the utility's leakage reduction programme. Donal Kavanagh has more.
Renewal works will involve the decommissioning and replacement of over 1.1 kilometres of old and damaged cast iron pipes with modern high-density plastic pipes. It's estimated the works will take 5 weeks to complete. They'll take place along the local county road in the vicinity of Clunchan National School. New water service connections will also be laid and existing lead service connections are to be replaced as part of the improvement works. Irish Water say works may involve some short-term water shut-offs, but customers will be given 48 hours notice prior to any planned shut-offs. Traffic management will also be in place during the five-week period.
And Donegal County Council are currently seeking applications under the new Town and Village Renewal Scheme. The local authority is looking for projects that have the potential to enhance towns and villages across the county that support economic development or develop specific sectors such as food, crafts, heritage and tourism. Director of Services Liam Ward says with up to €200,000 available for projects, Donegal has been successful under this initiative in the past and he's hopeful that that can continue into 2018.
The council is seeking expressions of interest from communities within towns and villages across the county who have projects in mind that would seek to benefit their area and regenerate them. And those types of projects can range across a number of headings. It could be projects relating to some economic development potential. It could be tourism related. It could be in the area as well of enhancements to the town and village streetscape. The council and the county indeed was quite successful under the 2017 scheme in that we made applications on behalf of 15 towns and villages across the county and 13 of them were successful in gaining funding to a tune of in excess of €1 million.
This does have to have a very firm and very distinct community focus.
The emphasis is very much on community-led initiatives. So we'll be seeking expressions of interest from community groups, community-led initiatives within our towns and villages. The council is anxious to give the communities, in the first instance, an opportunity to put themselves forward. But fundamentally, the council will need to work with the groups once they have made their expressions of interest and their proposal is deemed eligible under the criteria within the scheme. The council will need to work with each of these communities then to complete quite a detailed application that has to be submitted to the department by the 30th of June.
For weather now, a bright and dry evening with variable cloud cover, staying dry in most parts overnight with clear spells for a time and lowest temperatures of 4 to 8 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, the manager of the Donegal Donkey Sanctuary has had a lucky escape after being involved in a one-vehicle collision earlier this week. Danny Curran's Jeep and horse box left the road on Tuesday night after he swerved to avoid hitting a deer. It's emerged that a new business which had just opened in Fulcara had to close over the bank holiday weekend due to ongoing water issues in the area. The news came to light at the most recent sitting of the Glendies Municipal District, with Councillor Seamus O'Donnell saying that reoccurring water outages and burst pipes in the locality is having a detrimental effect on businesses. It's hoped the plans to twin Letterkenny with the German town of Rudolstad could come into force by the end of the summer. Cathaoirleach of the Letterkenny Municipal District, Councillor Jimmy Kavanagh, says plans are at an advanced stage with a formal proposal likely to be discussed at full council meeting later this month. And a 39-year-old man has been arrested in Glasgow in relation to sexual offences committed in Northern Ireland. Police in Derry and Strabane had been liaising with officers in Scotland to arrange the transport of the man back to the jurisdiction who was wanted on bench warrant in relation to sexual offences dating back to 2001. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Thursday evening, the 10th of May. The death has taken place of Celine Surplice, Dromore, Letterkenny. Her remains are reposing at her nephew Damien McFadden's residence at Castle Forward, Newton Cunningham. Requiem Mass in All Saints Church, Newton Cunningham, on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. The house is private, please. The death has taken place of Maureen Doherty, Naomi Callion, 24 Pinewood Crescent, Claudie, County Derry. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there on Sunday to St Patrick's Church, Clody, for funeral mass at 11:30. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred of Charlie Lynch, 329 St Eunan's Terrace, Raphoe, formerly of Carrick Dawson. His remains will repose at Kelly's Funeral Home, Oakfield, Raphoe, this evening from 7 o'clock, with rosary at 9 o'clock. Funeral from Kelly's Funeral Home tomorrow afternoon at 20 to 2, going to St Eunan's Church, Raphoe, for Requiem Mass at 2 o'clock. Burial afterwards in St Columbus Church Cemetery, Drumahill. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Oncology Ward, Letterkenny University Hospital, and the Donegal Hospice, Letterkenny, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Mary McMenamin, Kirkstown, Letterkenny. Her remains are reposing at her son Danny McMenamin's home in Kirkstown. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 in St Eunan's Cathedral, with burial afterwards in Conwell Cemetery. House private, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of Sweeney Undertakers. And the death has taken place of Sister Raphael Keary, St Catherine's Convent, Ballyshannon, formerly of Stranorler. Her remains will repose at St Catherine's Convent Chapel tomorrow from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. Removal on Saturday to St Patrick's Church, Ballyshannon, for funeral mass at 2 o'clock, followed by burial in the Abbey Cemetery. Family flowers only, please.